Listening to that interview was the Dunedin Mayor, Aaron Hawkins, who joins us now. Morena.
Kia ora, Corin.
Okay, firstly, have you heard anything about 11,000 potential travellers or New Zealanders coming to Dunedin, Queenstown?
No, that certainly doesn't match what we have been told. I'm not sure where Mr Walker gets his sources from. One only hopes it isn't the same place Michael Waterhouse does.
What are you being told?
At this stage, all we've been told is that at some point the existing locations for managed isolation and quarantine will be insufficient to meet the number of New Zealanders returning to the country. I was briefed by Minister Woods' office yesterday that they were looking at places like Dunedin and Queenstown, but that they wouldn't be making any decisions about those locations until the Minister was satisfied that the infrastructure was in place in those locations to be able to keep those people safe and our wider communities safe.
Do you believe that Dunedin has the hotels to be able to take some of these returning New Zealanders?
I believe so, yeah.
You're happy for that to happen?
Absolutely. The city is ready to do our bit. These are New Zealanders coming home, and we have a duty of care as a nation to look after them, and I don't see why Dunedin wouldn't play our part.
Are you concerned to hear those comments from Mr. Walker regarding the three countries he's identified from Asia?
Well, people can draw their own conclusions as to why Mr. Walker chose not to highlight New Zealanders returning from the US or the UK or South Africa and chose India, Pakistan and Korea instead. I'm not particularly concerned about where the point of origin is for our citizens returning home. That shouldn't be relevant.
Do you believe they were racist comments?
I think they were unhelpful. I mean, it's one of the better dog whistles I've heard this campaign season. I think, selecting countries that don't have a significant permanent resident population and ignoring those that do is nothing in a campaign letter is done by accident, Corin.
To be, from his point of view, he's looking after his constituents. He would argue that the border management has been poor, that he is highlighting an issue from a source.
Yeah, and we can have those conversations and about quarantine and process and making sure that that is handled properly in our communities without getting into an unhelpful conversation about where our citizens might be returning from. I know that the CEO of our primary health organisation was briefed by the Ministry of Defence yesterday. As I said, I've been briefed on the way through by Minister Woods' office, so there has been engagement with local communities, but it's still early on in the piece. All they're saying at this stage is that they are looking for other places to put returning New Zealanders into managed isolation and quarantine, and that they will be looking at Dunedin and Queenstown as options. It's still a long way down the road before they choose whether or not it's going to be adequate, and I would be hopeful that we could have a more mature conversation about making sure that the infrastructure and processes were in place to be able to do that safely here.
Okay. Aaron Hawkins, thank you very much for your time. It is now 16 minutes past 7.